it's an absolute pleasure to welcome Paul Kane from Kane and Beer, who is renowned on the bunker for their curry, but in fact they're accountants.
Yep, bookkeepers.
Bookkeepers.
Yep.
So we'll come to the curry in a minute. Tell us about you, Paul, and Kane and Beer bookkeeping.
Yeah, well, we've been going now 4 years, almost, January. Basically, how it all started, I was in credit control for 13 years. Joined a business as their credit controller. Things went a little bit wrong with the financial controller, and I was thrown straight into it and told to just get on with the job, which was nice. After about 2 years, I'd sort of done a few exams, got myself qualified, and was able to complete all the tasks in 3 days as opposed to five, because I computerised everything. So that left 2 days spare, which I needed to fill. So obviously I had a mortgage to pay and various other bits. So started advertising myself locally in and around where I used to live in, also in South London. Advertised myself locally, got quite a bit of work in, and then within about 2 years of going it alone, I was able to jack the job in and start up in business. And cool. It's gone from strength to strength ever since.
Let's talk a little bit about the kind of things that you do. Do you still do credit control services?
We do, yes. Mm. We do credit control. We do payroll. A lot of the ancillary services as well. But bookkeeping is probably our stronghold. But we started now providing self-assessments and annual returns.
Okay, cool. From a small business point of view, it's the one thing that a lot of small businesses start off trying to do themselves.
Yes.
And they end up with a shoebox full of receipts, not much clue what to do with them.
Yeah.
And then, of course, as a business grows, especially when you get into VAT and all the rest of it, it becomes even exponentially more complex, does it not?
Correct. Yeah. I mean, sort of listening earlier to the other guys about startups, it sort of brought home a few things for us, really. I mean, we always try to discourage startups doing their own bookkeeping. It just is a cost-cutting exercise, but it's best to get your books done properly from the offset, really, and not develop any bad habits.
Absolutely. It's one of the things that's one of my bugbears, and I hold my hands up. I'm one of those people that hated bookkeeping, maths, accounts, and all that kind of stuff. When I first started in business, it was, oh, God, I hate that. I'm not going to do that. But I learnt very early on that without a solid background into your management accounts, being able to read a P&L and a balance sheet, and knowing what's going on, seriously aren't in business until you know how to do that.
Absolutely.
Even as a sole trader or a small business, you need to know where you are. Otherwise, you're going to get shocked.
Mm. Yeah, I think one of our USPs is actually every month we go through the figures with our clients so they know exactly where they are and they don't get a big surprise at the end of the year when the accountant tells them what they've made or lost.
Absolutely. And it is really important. Absolutely. It's really important to know what you're doing and how valuable it is. Yeah. And you can't do that unless you look at your management accounts. So 100% behind you in terms of what you're doing here. I've seen so many businesses that think they've got a good business and they go, oh, you know, I've got a client, da 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 da. When you look at the numbers, you go, you didn't make any money out of that. And they go, oh, how did that happen? Well, because you weren't paying attention. You know, you're doing loads of business, you're running around doing stuff for them, but at the end of the day, you didn't make any money out of it. So you've either got to change your pricing structure or do something different. And it's no good waiting until a year's gone past for you to do that.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of people starting out in business get confused over this. They talk about accountants and they talk about bookkeeping, but they're not really sure what the difference is.
About £80 an hour.
Yeah.
The bookkeeper would generally prepare all the accounts for the accountant to just sign off and make any last minute adjustments. Yeah. Basically, that's it in a nutshell. We do a lot of the legwork, or most of it, probably 80% of the legwork, and then the accountant does all the important bits at the end.
Let's just kind of step through that. A bookkeeper is going to keep a running handle on what's coming in, what's going out of the business, complying with all the regulations as you do that.
Yeah.
And in your case, I think you said you do payrolls as well.
We do payroll. Yeah.
So if you've got employees, they'll manage the payroll for you, tell you how to do that, issue pay slips every month and all that kind of stuff. But then at the end of the financial year, the whole thing is handed over to an accountant. And you made reference to the cost of accountants there, cheekily. But actually, it's true, isn't it? Because if you go to an accountant, an auditor, and go, there's a box, it's full of receipts, work it out and submit my accounts, it's going to cost you a lot more money than if a bookkeeper comes, there you go, there's the bottom line, read it, submit it.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. And also, it also keeps the accountant's costs down at the end of the year as well, because if the books have been prepared to a good standard, he's not got to do a lot of time, spend a lot of time on them.
Yeah, absolutely. From your point of view as bookkeepers, technically, how do you handle that? What I mean by that is I come across a lot of bookkeepers now that use accounting software.
Yeah.
And quite often they'll use accounting software that's in the cloud. Mm-hmm. Is that true of you guys?
Yeah. We use a whole manner of software types, and we're great advocates of doing stuff in the cloud. Mm. It just gives so much flexibility.
Mm. Yeah, because as a client of a bookkeeper, I can go in and I can look at the accounts as you're doing them, and you know I can look at them online, I can look at them from anywhere, I can investigate them. You don't have to tell me anything, I can go and see them.
Yeah, but we like to tell you anyway.
Yeah, I'm sure.
As it's all part of the service.
Yeah, I am absolutely adamant about this. Funnily enough, I've got a meeting later to discuss with one of my companies these kind of things. Management accounts are really important. I want to see monthly management accounts. Personally, I don't want to wait any longer. Why would I want to wait 3 months to find out I'm doing something wrong?
Absolutely.
I want to know now.
Yeah.
Do you have a particular type of business that you target as a client, or will you deal with anyone effectively?
Yeah, we deal with everyone effectively. I guess you'd probably be surprised to hear this, but our best type of client is someone who's in a mess. Because then we can come in and sort them out and add real value.
And they'd love you to bits, obviously.
Absolutely,
yeah. Absolutely.
What is there not to love?
Yeah, exactly. Let's just step through a couple of things as well, because there's been some changes over the last couple of years in the types of businesses, the types of structure of business. So we have sole traders or self-employed, and people get confused over those terms and what they mean. We then have a limited company. The rules on limited company levels have changed in the last year or so. Once upon a time, a lot of people shied away from having a limited company because there are extra costs involved in the audit requirements of a limited company. Mm. But my understanding, and you can slap me and tell me I'm wrong here, is now that you need to turn over £10 million as a business to hit those major audit requirements.
Yeah.
Absolutely,
yeah.
So if you're turning over less than £10 million, it's not really an issue. It's just still small business accounts. And
that's about to get a whole lot more complicated, isn't it? I want to get Paul's kind of view on this. It's quarterly reporting.
The digital accounts,
When is that happening? Is it happening? How much of a burden? I mean, how are you going to work with clients moving forwards if you've actually effectively got to do four times the amount of work that you used to have to do before? I mean, how is it all going to work, Paul? How are firms like you going to reconcile all of that from a kind of fee point of view and everything else?
It comes into effect, to answer your first question, it comes into effect to 2019. To answer your second question, really, we've got to just put a lot of planning in place and just keep our clients advised every step of the way. It's a bit like auto-enrolment. It's the pensions. It's just a question of just keeping the clients involved and telling them every step of the way, really.
There's a lot of work going on with the FSB, who are still talking to the government about this, about getting a lot of smaller companies removed from this.
Mm. Well, I think below £10,000 turnover now have been excluded, haven't they?
Yeah, but I mean, that's not a business, is it? No. I mean, that's not even a living wage. So you're absolutely right, Martin, but that's what the FSB have said. Don't be ridiculous. That's just ridiculous. Yeah. I think they're pushing for something like below $300,000.
I guess what we're going to see is small business owners will have to do more of the traditional type bookkeeping themselves. You know, they can scan in receipts. They can do all sorts of stuff for you, can't they? So
I was not going there with him at all, Paul. I just think he's wrong.
The reality is, I'm not going to pay my accountant four times the amount of money that I pay him now. You know, that's the simple kind of reality.
You pay a cheaper bookkeeper to do it for you.
Yeah.
A business owner shouldn't be doing their own bookkeeping.
No. Yeah. No. The fact is that, like anything, any change, you'll have to change what you do. The whole point about what the FSB is saying is, if you make this four times as expensive for businesses, guess what's going to happen? Mm. People aren't going to start businesses, and it's the last thing you want them to do. So that's a bit of poor policy. Mm-hmm. So basically, you've got to be sensible about this and sensible how you do it. There are quite a few myths about what digital reporting actually means. The idea behind it was to be digital. The idea was to simplify it, but to actually get their money in advance. That's all they're trying to do. Mm. You know what the government are like at spending money. So now they want it before you've earned it, not afterwards. That's what they're trying to do. It's incumbent on them to make it as simple as possible. Otherwise, they're just going to discourage people from starting businesses. Mm. But I think no matter how you feel about spending the money, and I know what a tightwad you are, the fact is...
I've just started a business, Paul.
Yes, I know, exactly.
Is king.
The fact is from my point of view, from a bookkeeping service, even though it's going to be more complicated, which means there's even more reason to use them.
Absolutely. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah. No, that's all right. Because you've got no choice. You know, if it was complicated to do it once, it's four times as complicated to do it four times, really. And it's a whole new scheme, so it won't work either because it's HMRC. So it'll go wrong, and then you'll try and ring HMRC. They won't answer the phone like they never do, or when they do, they'll tell you the wrong answer. So you need someone to help you.
One of the other key areas where Paul and Kane and Beer are quite different is they love to meet their clients and they love to meet new businesses. And one of the things we haven't spoken about yet is the fantastic curry networking evenings that these guys put on.
I knew you were getting around to that.
Up in Bromley.
So, at the Raj Bari.
Rajmoni, I believe.
Rajmoni, yeah.
Tell us about that, Paul. What's that all about?
Well, I love curry. I love beer. And we had Kane and Beer. So I thought, well, let's start curry and beer. And it's basically a monthly event that we hold that gets businesses from all sort of sectors.
All walks of life.
That'll do. Sectors, that'll do. And we just get them together for a very, very light-hearted evening. It kicks off about 6:30, and some of us continue till sort of like the early hours. I say some of us, I'm not including myself. But yeah, it's just a very light-hearted way of networking and meeting new local businesses in your area. We did try originally to sort of try and kick it around Kent and get some more venues and events going, but it sort of snowballed a little bit, if I'm honest. But we're going to try and revisit again in the new year.
Mm-hmm. But certainly in Bromley. Bromley's always been your kind of mainstay, hasn't it?
It's a popular
event. And
fantastic.
And it's £20.
Yeah. Nothing, is
so
it?
So that's a starter, a main, and a beer, I think, thrown in
is
as
that
well.
With or without VAT?
Well, I'm not sure there's better chargeable on food, is there?
Oh, there is. A tell you what, ask a bookkeeper.
Yeah, there is hot food. Yeah, it's fatigable.
I'm just testing him to see if he can do his own quarterly books, and he can't.
Nah. Luckily,
he failed at the first hurdle.
Luckily, I don't sell food.
Exactly.
I've just had a tweet here from Chris Hyder, Comediagenics. He said, listening to Paul Kane, in my short experience of having a limited company, good communications with your bookkeeper is crucial. They are worth their weight in ... receipts.
There you go.
Just a ticket.
Nice one. Yeah. Paul, it's great to see you. Thank you so much for coming along and telling us about your business and about your curry and beer evenings. We do read them out on a regular basis and people always ask about them. Fantastic. Thank you so much for that, Paul.